Hello friends, and welcome to this Lenten reflection on the first Sunday of Lent, presented and produced by myself, Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola. Today we see Jesus is led into the desert to pray and fast and to be tempted by the devil. It is interesting to note that the temptations of Jesus are not temptations to be hateful or spiteful or impure or stealing or revenge. No, Jesus' temptations were to be God. A bit like the temptations of Adam and Eve, when the devil said to Eve, "If you eat of the fruit of the tree, you will be more knowledgeable than God." Likewise, we see Jesus being tempted to forget his humanness and take on the mantle of God. "Turn these stones into bread. Take over the whole world and rule. Throw yourself off the highest building and you can fly like a bird. The angels will protect you." These are the temptations, and they are like God tricks. And only God in heaven can do anything he wishes. But here, in fact, is God, the same God, taking on our humanness and refusing to act like God. Why? Because he wanted to be with us in every way in our human condition. Because he has compassion on us. He doesn't ignore our human struggles and temptations. He wants to be part of us. Shows that he understands, and not to shame us in the sense that he shows us how it's done. No. Not like a senior craftsman shows his trainees how to use the lathe. No, he has come to be like us and to free us and pay the price for our transgressions, our sins. Not by being God, but by submitting himself to his Father in heaven. Obedience and surrender are the best way to explain Jesus' mission. A little story will help us understand Jesus' purpose in this life, to free us from our sins. There are two brothers who happen to be identical twins. They grow up in the same house with their parents, and because they are identical twins, it's impossible to set them apart. One is given the name of Joseph, and the other is Michael. Now Joseph is a very good boy, and always is pleasant and pleasing to his parents. He obeys them and grows up to be very good. He never causes them an ounce of trouble. Michael, however, gives his parents a horrid time. He is troublesome to them and the teachers in school, and always seems to be fighting and being punished by the teachers. As time passes by, Joseph grows into a beautiful and wholesome human being. He is kind and generous to everyone, but is always worried about his brother Michael, who is very different. He continues to be getting into trouble with the law. He has spent a few sentences in jail and seems to have joined with a bad crowd. In fact, Michael is the leader of that bad crowd. This continues until one day a serious crime is committed by Michael, and he is found to be guilty of murder by the court. In fact, he is sentenced to death on a certain Friday. Joseph and his family are stricken with grief and shame. But they decide to visit the condemned Michael on Thursday evening before the fateful Friday in which he will be executed. The guards are generous and leave the family of Joseph and his mother precious last moments together in the privacy of Michael's cell. During that visit, after some food and prayers, Joseph asks Michael a last favor. He encourages Michael to exchange their clothes. After some arguments, Michael agrees. And not understanding, he gives Joseph his prisoner clothes while he dresses in his brother's clothes. Now it is impossible to tell which is Joseph and Michael apart because, if you remember, they are identical twins. Then Joseph tells Michael to walk to freedom with his mother while he will stay in his place in the prisoner's cell. Michael thinks that he will find a way of convincing the authorities that he is in fact not Michael but Joseph. But to his horror and remorse, he learns that in fact Joseph said nothing, only bravely marched to his place at the scaffold and was hanged in place of him on that Friday. The authorities never knew, and the secret is still kept till this day, that in fact Joseph died in place of his brother, so that his brother might be free forever. Now in this story, who are we like? Joseph or Michael? Yes, we should be like Joseph, who was so good. But in fact, if we are honest, we are most likely to be more like Michael, who was guilty of sin and deserved to die. Who is like Jesus in the story? We have no difficulty in saying Joseph, because he was good through and through and was prepared to take on our guilt and did in fact die in our place so that we might be free. This is the mystery of Jesus' mission among us. He has taken on our guilt and earned us freedom. He was tempted by the devil. In today's readings, we read that he was tempted by the devil in the desert to give all that up and become just a miracle worker and a superman. In Romans, the second reading today, he didn't want us to live in shame. And the prayer we should have today, and I will help you now. Lord, we are eternally grateful for your generosity to us by taking our place upon that cross so that we might be free. Lord, we know we will break the secret if we sin again and are deserving of being sentenced again, but you died for us once and for all. Help us to remain faithful and free from sin and to return your love for us by letting all our friends and fellow human beings know this great act of generosity of yours for us. Amen. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you a happy and joyful Lenten period.